أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. From the beginning of the surah, the very many qasams Allah Ta'ala himself, who is the most truthful, Allah took all these qasams and to highlight the theme of the surah, and that is that that person who has purified his nafs, that person has again gained all success, and the person who is who failed to correct his nafs, that person has destroyed himself completely. So these qasams, which were taken in various forms, in pairs and opposite and contrasting things. And then the seventh qasam Allah Ta'ala took here, and that was of the nafs, and how Allah has made the nafs, and the evil and the good that Allah Ta'ala has put in this nafs. And as it came in the previous surah, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, we showed man both the paths there, the path of righteousness and the path of evil. Now it is up to him to go on to that path. The reality of it is that our ruh came from Allah Ta'ala, and the ruh made ziyarat, saw Allah Ta'ala in alam-e-alas, that is before we came in this world, when Allah asked all the arwah, all the souls, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb, your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer, everything. And because at that time no dunya was there, it was just the ruh at that time, and it recognized Allah Ta'ala, saw Allah Ta'ala, and it said, bala, undoubtedly you are our Rabb. Now for a test, Allah Ta'ala put us in this world then, and Allah gave us our bodies. And this body, which is made of sand and stone, sand and water, the things of this dunya. So the body, the nafs, inclines towards dunya all the time. Now it is up to us at this stage when we are here to bring this nafs under control. And it is as though the ruh is the vehicle, the ruh is the actual driver, and it will carry on with its journey all the time. And the nafs is like the vehicle which comes to its life, comes to an end when we die. Then the nafs has died, but the ruh carries on with its journey. Now while we are here, if the nafs is controlling the body, if the nafs is evil, and it has not been harnessed, it has not been corrected, and it uses the soul, and it overpowers the soul, and a person just carries on doing evil his whole life, then at the end of the journey, it is narrated also that the two of them part, the ruh and the body, and then they curse one another. The ruh curses the body, that you made me do all wrong things, and now I have to go into the azab of Allah Ta'ala. And that azab, even if it's for a while, if a person did die with iman, but it is too terrible to even imagine. And on the other hand, if a person permanently has to go into azab, if he died without iman, then that cannot be even ever thought about. And so the ruh curses the body at that time. Whereas on the other hand, if the body was trained and it used the ruh to do all righteous and good things, when they part, then they give duas to one another, that you made me, you kept me right, and you let me do the right things, and now I'm going into the bliss and enjoyment of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is that this body of ours, we have to make an effort to control it. Otherwise the desires of the body are just the things of this dunya. Permissible things are permissible, but then a person falls into the haram desires also. And lot of haram, whether it is one's sexual lust, etc., whether it is our anger that is out of control, whether it is our desire for name and fame or whatever it is, if this does not come under control, a person just goes towards destruction all the time. And we can understand this from material examples. If we have not learned to control ourselves, Then even a diabetic, when the food comes, some sweet things, he will say, I'll have it now, later I'll take my double insulin, or I'll do that. But that is all harmful. A person who learned to control himself, and he eats his food in moderation also all the time, that person will be healthy. Otherwise, today we can't stay away from what we call ourselves junk food. We find ourselves just involved in that, while we call it ourselves also junk food, because we just can't control ourselves. Our eyes are also completely out of control. Our tongues, how we start swearing, shouting, especially in the with the family. So all this has to be brought under control. Our thoughts are also right out of control. We think also of many, many wrong things. So this is what Allah Ta'ala has taken so many qasams for. And then Allah takes that, states that statement, that all these qasams were taken for this, that we bring our nafs under control. We don't let it do the wrong things. And for that, a person who has done this, he will gain every success. And on the other hand, a person who does not do this, he will lose out completely. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained this very beautifully. He said, Nafs par akal ko ghalib rakho. Control your nafs, your desires by your brains which Allah gave you. Every person can think that if I'm going to do this wrong thing, I'm going to suffer like this. If I do that wrong thing, I will suffer like that. So the brains Allah has given, we must use them. Or akal par shariat ghalib rakho. And don't make your akal, your brain also your Allah. That you just what you think of your brain and we will go according to that, but control your brain with Shariat, with Quran and Hadith, what Allah and His Rasul have said, let that control your brains also. So a person who will do that and bring that in his life, this person will gain success. May Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy give us this consciousness. And then to take our steps to control, to bring our nafs under control. And then there is only goodness for a person in this world also and in the year after. On the other hand, if our nafs is not in control and we just do what we feel like, we become like animals. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ وَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. A person is like an animal, even worse than an animal he becomes. So it is very important that we become conscious and we make the effort to control our nafs, our desires. May Allah give us all tawfiq.